I began to understand and see that wisdom helps you to minimize mistakes and errors to the barest minimum in your life. When you see a life where everything, error, marriage, error, in every area, it is shortage of wisdom, sir. Where wisdom is at work, error is at the barest minimum, if possible, at a zero level. Error. I was with the singles and we're looking at the life of Esau. How he made mistakes in almost all decisions in his life. From his youth, as a young man, he made the first mistake in his life was selling his destiny. He went ahead, he made mistake in marriage close to like 2 or 3 times. That his mother said she would rather die if Jacob would make the same kind of mistake. When you see too many mistakes or errors in the life of a believer, it's lack of wisdom. So wisdom can help you to minimize mistake or to even avoid it completely. Do you know you can live a life where every decision you make, no, there will not be one error? Do you know why some of us, it's hard for us to accept this kind of statement? Because we grew up around people who did not display wisdom to the fullest. Some of us, our parents make mistakes. They did things in their lives that we don't pray to have in our lives. Excellence is not something many of us are familiar with. Many of us grew up in an environment where everybody makes error. You see, in a family, firstborn, mismarried, secondborn, mismarried, read the wrong course, did not finish school, he learns, just like that, you, from 1 to 5, all of them. And you begin to, imagine a man growing in that kind of environment. Excellence to him is strange. And listen to me, wisdom precedes excellence. When you see excellence in the life of a man, or in a person, or in an institution, wisdom is at work. The Bible says, and Daniel had the spirit of wisdom and excellence. What is excellence? Excellence is the state of achieving the highest quality. It's the state of not going for the average. Achieving the maximum quality in anything you do. And so, some of us, somehow, by design, we were trained in an environment, some of us are parents, some of us, the school we even attended, where excellence is not celebrated. If you grow up in a nation like Nigeria, you may not celebrate excellence too much until you travel out. I see things, you just go, let it just happen. That's why you see the way people drive, because you just see it's an upbringing. Sometimes somebody will just drive, you'll be like, what's this? Somebody would drive from Ilorin to Ibadan, no brake, no horn. And you hear me say, Olorun wa showa. Stupidity at the highest order. Somebody was driving me from Ilorin one time, and the trailer was coming. One trailer was beside, and he went ahead like a fool. You know, the Bible says a fool sees a pit and enter inside, looking at it, and goes in. That's one of the attributes of a fool. The Bible says a wise man foresee evil ahead, and he keeps himself. But a fool, evil will call him and he will embrace evil. As he was driving, and he went ahead. And I said, why did you drive like that? You know the answer he gave me. Only more of woman from me long only. Only she a jump body, she don't love it. Are you in a convoy? Stupidity. Are you in a convoy with him? And I told him, I said, this is the definition of taking stupidity for courage. Is the attribute of a fool. A fool always thinks he's courageous when he's displaying stupidity. It's a dangerous thing, sir. People have died trying to display courage for his stupidity. So, when you begin to value wisdom, excellence is inevitable in your life. Last week I was talking about order. One of the attributes, one of the future in the life of a wise person. You just see everything is in order. Balance. You see balance in the life of anyone who values wisdom. Balance. You will not see extremity. You will not see excesses. When you see somebody is too excessive about certain area of his life, the balance that should check it is wisdom, and it's not there. Some people are extremists. Fanatism, dogmatism is a lack of wisdom. What brings balance to the life of is wisdom. Only our lumate umonwareni is wisdom, sir. You are invited to a place. You just find a place and see. You don't come. You see VIP high table. You went there and sit down. Say I was invited to. The Bible said they will show you where you belong. It's a matter of time. And please, I want to urge you, beloved. You can teach your children excellence. Unfortunately, some of us were not privileged to grow under people who value excellence. Because wisdom is not at play. Hallelujah. So I say wisdom helps you to interpret matters. Wisdom is the interpretation of matters. It helps you to avoid errors in your life. It's better wisdom teach you than for experience to teach you. Because experience, we come with mistakes and bitterness. And that's why they say the aged have experience. So it is believed that the aged should have wisdom. But somebody said, and I believe it. He said, do you remember even the fools grow old? The mistake she made when she was 20, she makes it at 45. So what happened to 25 years of experience? The same mistake. You see beautiful sisters, wonderful brothers, tongue-speaking, scripture-quoting. But when they start telling you the stories of their life, you see errors everywhere. You see mistakes everywhere. And you'll be wondering, where is the mind of Christ here? The Bible says, who can tell the thoughts of God? Who can interpret his matters? Say, but we have the mind of Christ. That what the mind of Christ is, the spirit of wisdom. So, if experience teaches wisdom, people should not be making mistakes at 40, at 50. Because repeatedly, decades after these decades, they make the same mistake. Put money in the same business. The business fails, he puts it again. The business fails, he puts it again. And he comes and says, I am failing forward. I will make it. I will make it one day. So it's better wisdom teaches you than for experience to teach you with bitterness. Because if experience teaches you, You have pains in your journey. And you hear some of our parents say things like, if I had known, experience have taught them. If I had the opportunity you have, is there any of you have your father or mother ever call you and speak to you like that? They are telling you the pains they have suffered by experience teaching them what wisdom should teach them. And they talk like, if it's possible for me to reverse my life. Some of them talk like that. Say, my son, hear what I'm telling you. If I have the opportunity you have, if somebody told me, like I'm telling you now, I will not be here. Yoruba people, in their wisdom, they say, Eshin waju ni teyinwo osare. So, if the horse that is running from behind falls is a fool, because the horse that is before is taught by experience. Am I communicating this morning? So, as you watch the horse, some of us looking at the life of our parents to teach us wisdom. You don't need anybody. Just look at the life of your parents. If you are not close to anybody, in your upbringing, you know them. You know how they grew up. Just looking at their life. But some of us still go ahead and do the same thing and say it's a good delay, it's not. A good follow. Thank you. Hey, you know, in our family, it's a threat. No. You can break that circle by the spirit of wisdom. You see your father grow. He made mistakes with marriage. He goes on and have concubines. You go up again, and as soon as you are start, you start getting wisdom should be teaching you. If it is true, amen. Let me tell you something. If wisdom did not teach a fool, rod will teach him. And experiences in life, they are rods. Some people have been battered, beaten by experiences, and yet they won't learn. The Bible says the rod is for the back of a fool. Aya omode ni ko so pe aya agbalaga. But if an adult refuses to learn wisdom as to when to learn it, experience will flog him. May experience not flog you. Praise God. Now, I like to repeat one of my favorite definitions in this teaching. And I like you to hold it very well. I said, the simple demonstration of wisdom is the application of the knowledge of God in our everyday activities and circumstances. That's the simplest way I can define wisdom. Looking at God's word and applying it, this is your life. This is the word of God. You look at God's principle. A matter is at hand. You don't take rash decisions. You wait. You check out what is God saying on this matter. You pick it up and apply it. That's the explanation of wisdom. It's my simplest explanation of wisdom. In everything that you do, I mean everything. What is God saying on this matter is what I'm going to do. And remember, wisdom is an application. It is not wisdom. It can remain a knowledge in you. There are people who are knowledgeable, but they are not wise. They will teach you how to do it, but they will never do it. I want to hear people who teach prosperity, but they are in deep poverty. They will teach all the principles, they won't apply it to their own life. You can know it and not apply it. Just like going to a restaurant to they serve you food and you don't eat it. It doesn't make you grow. Wisdom is the principal thing in all thy getting. Yet understand.
to talk to every husband here. Get wisdom before you marry. Because how did the Bible say we should deal with women? Get wisdom. Pray for it. Get it. Because you are about to manage. And your mom, you know. Even God acknowledged them. How can a man who can manage himself manage another woman? Sometimes when God keeps women away from you and say, God, I'm 35, God wants you to learn something. When God keeps a relationship away from you and say, God, I'm close to 40, when will I? He's teaching you a lesson. Why did God not create Adam and Eve the same day? Why? Why did he not say, okay, you are the husband, you are the wife, oh yeah, start multiplying. Adam needs to be taught certain things. Even after being taught, yet he still failed. He couldn't manage the woman well. He couldn't manage her. But when God came, God didn't call the woman. God called him and said, Adam, what happened? Because the woman was part of what he should manage. Now, ordinarily, God should have asked the woman, that I saw you. You were the one that collected the fruit and gave it to my son. But as soon as Adam denied responsibility and said, God, it is the woman you gave me. Now, God gave him to manage the woman. But he couldn't manage her properly. Could not manage the garden, could not manage the woman. Wisdom. Stop. We say wisdom. Come on, say louder. Say wisdom. It's good to fast. It's good to pray. But seek wisdom. If the energy we give to fasting and prayer, if you give the same focus and energy to the pursuit of wisdom, you may not need some of the fastings. Some of the fastings we are fasting, they are unnecessary. It's a fasting to pay for wisdom that we didn't have. When experience flocks a man, instead of him to seek for wisdom, he starts looking for mountains to climb and river where he could bathe. And it's embarrassing. Will you go to tell you? Me lost check it here. Where Google West? Google why? Oh, check all you need the wisdom. I told you one testimony one time. Very funny. Anytime I remember, it makes me laugh. We're in one mountain in Mina. One prophet said he was selling soap. See the way they reduce prophetic ministry to soap selling. And he said it was his own ministry that God gave him that secret. Only a serious shape, or what, Melua? Serious shape. Holy Ghost help our generation. It means somebody can be called anointed and yet foolish. So, and that's why I tell people, don't crave for just anointing. Crave for wisdom. Because wisdom without anointing will turn to annoyance. You will annoy God and annoy men. And Pastor Femi, God bless you wherever he is now. Very blunt man. That one was just giving people money. That's how he gives people anyway. It's not for a show. It's like that. He now looked at the demand. He says, like this one. He divides you. This one divides you. Gulu or Shelo. And he went to meet him. He said, you know, God gave me this mystery about soap making. He initially thought it was about industrial kind of now said, anybody he makes up for, we give birth to baby and all of that. And his wife was actually waiting on the Lord as at that time. He now said, to destroy the whole matter, he said, my soap is in US, my soap is in London. You know, Pastor Femi asked him, he said, what are you doing here? No, if it was somebody like me, I say, well, all right, you ain't no love. Since you're sharing it, you shall do it. Tap your neighbor, say, seek wisdom. You all believe and agree with me that as you grow in life and you remember foolish things you have done, you laugh at yourself, especially in Bible studies. In Bible study, we don't only shout, we laugh at ourselves at times. We say, oh God, amen. You laugh at your days of being foolish. At times you cry when you remember the things you have lost. But thank God, many of us are privileged to know early before we start losing things. You are privileged to be in this church. Celebrate God that you are here. Praise God. Because by now you would have been buying soap. No, I will sell my own before you sell your own. Praise God. I will say wisdom is profitable. Go direct. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. And now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever. Now, that scripture is saying wisdom comes only from God. There is no any other source of wisdom but God. The only wise God. Give me Romans 11 verse 33. Let me show you a scripture. If you have it in the TLB or something, or NLT, you have NLT here. Glory to God. Romans 11 33. Romans 11 33. Let me read it to find it, please. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his wisdom and knowledge and riches. How impossible it is
for us to understand his decisions and his methods.
And as I study this place, I pause a moment and say to myself, except whom God revealed his wisdom to. And that's why the wise of this world, they sought for God, and in their searching they concluded and say there is no God. And the Bible already have a definition for them. It says the fool say in his heart. So what men call wisdom here compared to God is foolishness. The fool say in his heart. A man sang a song and I love the song. Only silence yaye. Only one wa olorun titi. Igba ti won ori olorun won ni ko se kini. Because God cannot be explained by Wikipedia. God, who can't define God? Only the Spirit. The Bible says the Spirit of God searches the deep things. Now, if you read that scripture in the Message version, it says, who can search out the deep and deep wisdom of God? It is the Spirit of God that searches the deep things of God. And they are revealed unto us. That's why we call it the Spirit of Wisdom. The only way the wisdom of God is communicated is by the Word of God. And the Bible says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit. They are life. Wisdom. In all thy getting. Get understanding. Invest your time in getting wisdom. Invest your time
Reduce the time you spend watching movie and gisting. Invest it. And somebody once asked me many years ago, he said, you know, people talk about wisdom. How do you gain wisdom? And I quoted the scripture to him. The Bible says, the fear of God is the beginning, is the entry level. And that's why I tell sister, marry a man who fears God. Don't marry a man who has venza. Because he will give you money one day to climb a bike and use that venza to carry a girlfriend. Say all of. Praise God. Marry a man who has wisdom. Because wisdom will produce everything the foolish have gathered for years. Many things for. In a short while, wisdom will produce it. Marry a man who. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning, is the entry level. And what does it mean to have the fear of God? To have the fear of God means to obey the commandments of God. Choose to obey. That's the fear of God. You have many options. The secular world have taught us a lot of things. The word of God has a standard. The world has its own standard. Today they say it's nothing wrong. You can sleep around. I was even hearing they are trying to, I don't know which country, they are saying it is nothing wrong to share your husband with many women. The man that said it became a celebrity. A man opened his mouth and vomited that kind of foolishness. And said, women, it's nothing wrong. Share your husband with other women. And people began to celebrate him. See, this is what we have been saying. Praise God. If you move with the wise, you will be wise. If you sit among fools, you will be a fool. That's why there are movies you don't watch. Because the writer is a fool. So that subconsciously, fully will not begin to build up in your mind. There are videos you just delete on your. There's this place on Facebook where you can press and say, I don't want to see this stupidity again. You just press it. For some of us, that's where you now download and start sharing. Hallelujah. Wisdom. So, now, last week, we're supposed to go into the characteristics of wisdom, or the characteristics of a wise man. When a man is wise, there are things you see. You just see in that person that this person is wise. If somebody you can move close to or run away from. Because there are believers who are fools. That somebody is a Christian doesn't mean you should be your friend. You are brethren, yes. But doesn't mean the person should be your intimate friend. Especially if the person rejects knowledge. You've been talking to a brother, you are trying to correct him on an issue, and before you know it, he's preaching to you. He starts telling you scriptures, explaining why he should be doing what he's doing. And telling you that if you had known the Greek meaning of what I'm doing, you won't be talking. And it is only the Yoruba word you know. Praise God. So number one, the wise cherish knowledge. The wise seeks and conceives knowledge. You see anybody who jokes with the place of knowledge, it's an indication that wisdom is not at work in that life yet. One of the ways we know that a man is in pursuit of wisdom is the attention he gives to knowledge. Yes. You see a man who doesn't joke with Bible study, doesn't joke with the Word of God, is in a journey to wisdom. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. When you see a man who did not share a Bible study, you don't see him there. You know, online, people get angry when I mention some of these things. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to attend some of those services. It is only wrong when your priorities are not in place. It's not wrong. When you don't prioritize, you know, you don't have scale of preference. What should be more important? You don't have that. Then you are a fool. You are a fool. Proverbs 12:13. Give me Proverbs 12:13. Give me the King James Version. Proverbs 12:13. Please, who is behind this thing today? Okay. The wicked. 23. Sorry. Give me verse 23. Thank you. A prudent man, that word prudent is the same word for wise. A prudent man concealeth knowledge. What does it mean to conceal? To keep. To preserve. That's why we have jotters. We keep knowledge. I've told you, the jotter, I have the jotter I have used over 20 years ago. I still have preserve it. The things in them are too important. I would rather lose my clothes than lose them. I would rather lose my entire wardrobe than lose those things. The Bible says a prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Conceals. Give me Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. A wise man will hear. When you see somebody who doesn't take another person's advice, you know who the person is. In Cartier, Loma, there are people like that. There is nothing you will tell them until they fall into a pit. Even in the pit, they will be in the pit explaining to you. You know, it's not because of what happened. You know, this pit that I fall, oh no, no, see this. They tie it to God. Say, God already prophesied this Coche Marini, Aposileni. No. You don't listen, no matter how big, no matter who you have become, you cannot know all things. You can't. Who are you to know everything? And that's why many husbands make this mistake and say, God, say, I'm the head. You are the head, doesn't mean your ears shouldn't listen. The head has ear. So if you are the head, let your ear work. A wise man will hear. So you talk to somebody, say, no, I already know what to do. Leave him. Experience will flog him.
Experience.
Most people that experience have battered in life are people at a point who were spoken to. They were giving counsel, but they say, I know what I'm doing. Leave me. I know what I'm doing. until he puts the whole family in mess. Because unfortunately, many people have wise wife, but the husband is fool. His foolishness is fool. Can you imagine a lady like Abigail, as wise as that woman? If the name of her husband is fool. When David met the woman and he saw the wisdom of that woman, he waited until the fool husband died and went to grab the woman and say, hey, I need you in my kingdom. The man would have died by the hand of David if not for the wisdom of his wife.
Yeah, I won't be anyone gone.
Every day you are making mistakes. Your wife is telling you, no, let's not do it this way. Let's not do it that way. No! When you see a man talks like that, he's on his way to trouble.
Yeah.
Some of you may not like me for this, and I like that. Praise God. So listen. Number two, because of our time, this is where I stopped last week. I don't know why we are not crossing. Number two is like number one. A wise man loves counsel and instruction. Proverbs 9 and verse 9. Please. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. So it means you can always increase as a wise man. There is room for increase. You don't get to a point and say, now I am wise. That's the day foolishness begins. There's something in economics we call diminishing return. How many of you remember that? Diminishing return. The day you begin to see yourself as all wise. But the Bible says you can increase in wisdom. He said, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Number three, the fear of God. I've mentioned that before. Any man who is wise, you will see in him the fear of God. At least if you don't see anything, you see that this man has the fear of God. And any man who has the fear of God will not go into infidelity. I've told my wife before, those days when my wife used to check my phone, though she doesn't check it like that before. We are together now. Those days when she was in the lorry, as soon as I get to the lorry, I call the phone, phone will meet that. She has grabbed the investigation is going on my phone. And one day I asked her, I said, why are you checking? She said, I'm protecting you. And I told her one day, I said, you see, for three reasons, I will not go into infidelity. Number one, my fear for God. You may not be there, but God is there. I said, number two, my covenant with you as my wife. And I respect it. Number three, my children. I will not want them to have a father they cannot reference. And say, may my husband be like my father. Some of us can't pray that prayer. You only say, God, this husband you want to give me, I pray what my mother suffer, that I will not suffer. So for those three reasons, that decisions I have made in my life, and I wrote it down. For the fear of God, I will not do it. For the covenant and honor I have for my marital relationship with my wife, and for the legacy I want to lay down for my children. Because you can think, you will think you are hiding it. One day they will hear about it. You think these children, they will hear about your story. Because women know how to tell stories. And that didn't see you dancing. As soon as you hear that, I want to change, you know. And you see husband like, he's cutting eyes for his wife. He must touch. Channel me. We are familiar with such. Praise God. If your mother hold you and tell you history, it will take God to want to honor your father. Praise God. If
a man who fears God honors and respects the principles of God. That's the fear of God. The fear of God is not like, ah, I'll ask a roll on by me. That's not what I'm saying. The fear of God is the respect and honor, the reverence for the word of God. Maybe we'll look at one more point instead of our time. But I like that, my God. This is a long read for us. Maybe you read Job chapter 28 and verse 11 to 28. Job 28, 11 to 28. Number four, a wise man speaks when it is necessary. It is not a display of wisdom to talk every time somebody talks to you. It's not every time you must give answer. It's not every time you must say, ah, me shamo lole lo moro. Even if I don't hear, that's what you hear people say, me shamo lole lo goro wa, ma sonsi, ma soti no me. It's not a display of wisdom. A wise man does not talk anyhow. Look at Proverbs 17:28. Proverbs 17:28. We'll close with this. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool, I love this scripture, when he beholdeth his feet, he is counted as wise. And he that shutteth his lip is esteemed a man of understanding. Don't talk too much. When I see somebody talk and talk and talk, I'll be like, how can this person manage secrets? Even God will be afraid of telling you revelation. It's in and that's why it's not everything God tells you he wants you to announce.
Yeah.
For those of us in the prophetic ministry, that God speaks to you doesn't mean you go and talk. At times you ask God, "This, what is this meant for? For who?" You hear, when I'm growing up, somebody will just stand up in church. I'll let you or anybody in church. Amu miri oyemi ode joko. Everybody is in confusion. It's not, it will even be for him, but he will not learn. The wisdom he should learn, he will not learn. Come and broadcast it in church. Mama, what will it ever do? Praise God. Let's Proverbs 14:3 as we close. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The lips of the wise protect their life, because when you talk anyhow, you are in danger of talking to your enemies. Yeah, some of us have spoken to the wrong person. You realize you have spoken to the wrong person after you start seeing the aftermath. I say, no, I should not have said this. So, one of the attributes of wisdom is silence. Watch more. God gave us 2 ears, 1 mouth. It means listen more and talk less. Rise up to your feet. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.